conversation continues here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network at 18 minutes past the hour. Elena Rodriguez sitting in for Teresa Tomeo at the EWTN World Headquarters in Birmingham, Alabama. We are delighted to welcome Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle as our next guest here on Catholic Connection. She met Blessed Mother Teresa in person, worked with her, and now we want to talk to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle about the possibility that Mother Teresa may soon be canonized, named a saint by the Catholic Church, maybe to happen during this upcoming Holy Year of Mercy. Donna, it's so good to be able to talk to you here on Catholic Connection. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Elena. Good morning. It's so wonderful to speak with you again. I've missed you. You know, the times we would bump into each other down at the network
Yes.
in Birmingham.
Yes, and we would always have wonderful conversations. I remember the first time that I met you in person here at the network, we noticed that there was like an instant friendship, like we had been friends for a very long time. I think that is just that we share the common love for our faith and for our Lord Jesus Christ and our Most Blessed Mother, and that was an instant friendship. It's amazing. I love it.
Yes, me too, and that wonderful Catholic sisterhood, you know.
Yes.
So it's wonderful to speak with you again. Hope we can keep this up.
Well, we definitely have to. We have to make a point of it. And
yes.
You are very busy being an award-winning, best-selling author and journalist. You're putting out books one after the other after the other. You're coming out with a new book, is that correct, about Mother Teresa?
Yes. It's called, actually, it's a memoir. It's called The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. So it's a long subtitle, but it explains the story. So she's definitely in my story, and she had a lot to do with shaping my life and how it unfolded in ministry. Our Lord really had his hand on the whole thing, of course, and he, you know, in his divine providence, I was blessed with two saints in my life, two that I know of that were very close to me. Father John Hardin, one of her spiritual directors, and then became mine, and my daughter's godfather, and then Mother Teresa, of course.
Oh.
And he's the one who, in a roundabout way, introduced me to her when I was in Washington, D.C., visiting with him. So blessed to know these beautiful, wonderful, faith-filled people. And so as the years went on, I do all I can to spread the blessings and to, you know, to speak about them and to write about them and you know, share them with the world.
We are here on Catholic Connection, 21 minutes past the hour, speaking to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Donna, how did you first meet Mother Teresa?
Well, it was, let me just, like 26 years ago in Washington, D.C., when I was there to visit with Father Hardin. We were having a face-to-face visit because prior to that we just spoke on the phone or we wrote letters before email was invented.
Oh, sure. There was a time.
There was a time. Yeah, it makes us sound so old, doesn't it?
No.
But anyway, he invited me down, and just by the hand of God, it all unfolded. He encouraged us, the family, to go visit the sick and dying, knowing that that was one of the works of mercy I like to teach the kids. And we went over to visit the sisters, and wow, they were so, their joy was contagious, and they're so filled with love and taking care of the people that were in their last moments. And it was very, it really made an impact on me and really touched my heart to see that love in action, you know, how they followed that Gospel of Matthew, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. And that's what Mother Teresa taught them, and that's how she lived her life. But while we were there, they invited us to Mass the following day, a private Mass. It's a long story. I try to recount it in my book, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship, and then again in the memoir coming up. And in my talks and everything, I try to, you know, touch upon what, when people ask me what that was like to meet her, because I did meet her the following day at Mass, and I had no idea she would even be in the country at the time.
Wow.
So it was, you know, the sisters said when they invited us, you know, we accepted the invitation, and then they said, kind of like, by the way, she, Mother Teresa will be at one of the masses. We don't know which one, but, you know, you can come to the 7 a.m. or the 11 a.m. So we were thinking, wow, you know, we were so happy to meet the sisters, and now we were going to have that opportunity to maybe get a glimpse of this world-renowned saint of the gutters, you know, someone
Amazing.
I had admired all those years. And we did, so... It's, you know, like I said, it's a long story, but the next day we saw her. She came into the same mass. She came right by me and walked in with her bare feet, and something just made me look out of the corner of my eye, and there she was. And I was struck by her height or lack thereof, because she was very short. And you know, what I learned so much from this amazing woman, but one thing was the fact that she was this small person. She even looked frail. She even looked like she could break. But she was a powerhouse of faith, hope, and love. She was doing such amazing work all over the world. And see, God lifts the lowly. You know, He uses all of us. And a lot of times there's small people. You know, like Father Hardin, he was kind of slight too. And I'm just amazed at how our Lord works through His, you know, the people He chooses to change the world, really. So that was my first encounter, was when she walked into the Mass, and then right after the Mass, she came up to me, and I was holding my little one in my arms, Jessica, because Jessica and I had to tiptoe in and out of Mass a few times, because you know how it is with little ones, she was under two. So Mother Teresa came over to me and asked me if that was the baby that was singing at Mass, and she was really making little noises, but she was being nice about it. So that began our conversation, and to make a long story short, I thought nothing topped that.
I need to stop you right here, Donna. We're going to continue this wonderful conversation about your experience with Mother Teresa in a moment. And we'll also talk about the possibility of her canonization. We want to hear it straight from you, because you know her, knew her so well in life. Catholic Connection will continue in a moment here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'm certainly not going anywhere, and I expect to hear you back when we return. So stay tuned. Minutes past the hour. You're listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Catholic Connection is your connection to your world and to your Catholic world. We're speaking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, a best-selling author and journalist who met Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa, while she was here on this earth. And Donna Marie, you were telling us that you met her in Mass unexpectedly. In Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C.
That's right, in Washington, D.C., at the convent. And then what followed up after that was really unbelievable to me, because that first meeting was enough for me. I was so thankful and blessed, and that, you know, God allowed that to happen in my life and to my children, because she hugged the children and she asked us prayers. She spent a good deal of time with us, gave us blessed miraculous medals, and but then it would go on. Then what would happen, just in a nutshell, because I know we want to talk about her possible canonization coming up, but in a nutshell, then I would, my life would unfold in even more ministry than it had before through knowing her. I met her again on 12 more occasions, some of them private, never knew that that would happen, and then she wrote me 22 letters over the years, sustaining me in my trials and challenges and the nitty-gritty details of life and raising children through thick and thin, and sometimes through single mother years. So Mother Teresa was my friend and mentor and just an amazing spiritual mother to me. And so I have just, you know, really strongly desired through these past few, many years actually, to pass on those blessings to others.
We're speaking on Catholic Connection here with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle at almost 30, actually right now 30 minutes past the hour.
Uh-huh.
And and time is going by so quickly because we find this instant friendship with Donna Marie Cooper of Boyle is so beautiful. Her love to spread the faith from her love of motherhood and her love for everybody else who is trying to make it through life and reach holiness. And so we see and we read in the news, Donna, that Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi has said that Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta could be canonized during this upcoming year, the Jubilee for Mercy, although he did not say there's any specific plans. But what have you heard? What's your take on this?
Well, oh boy, we only have a few minutes of Lord to go. Well, I think it's kind of interesting how the Times of India has a headline that says Mother Teresa to be canonized in September 2016.
Oh,
but then the first line says that she would be canonized in September of 2016. They're saying, as if that's a short article from India, they're saying, you know, that would be the time. Okay, that might be the time. All right, but we have to read everything here. We have to listen to what Father Lombardi is saying. We have to listen to what the president of the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelization is saying. You know, they are organizing the Holy Year of Mercy, which is coming up. And so while there, we can be
and the Holy Year of Mercy starts December 8th, so that would be after September, obviously.
Well, doesn't that start this December 8th? They're talking about next
this December,
for Elena. They're talking about the canonization.
The Times of India is referring to September of 2016.
Yes, 2016.
I get you. Okay.
Yes, yes. So the president of the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelization, you know, who's organizing the Holy Year of Mercy, responded to all of this speculation, I call it speculation, is that everyone is waiting for the canonization of Mother Teresa. Yes, everyone is waiting. I believe she's so beloved that people want her canonized, so any little bit of information they get to, you know, they're grasping onto it, and they're saying, okay, it's going to be then. Well, we don't know that for sure. It could very well be. But even Father Lombardi says it is a working hypothesis. Therefore, there is no official confirmation to be given. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. The cause for Mother Teresa is still underway, and therefore, and it is therefore premature to speak of it, of speak of an already established date for the canonization. See, they don't want to. They don't want to mislead us, but they're not saying that it won't happen then. Mm-hmm. We need to read all of the quotes and the articles, but it could happen then. It's the perfect time during the Holy Year of Mercy. So it would be a beautiful time on September 4th, which is the Jubilee Day. The plans are not official. The Archbishop expressed his desire that all volunteer organizations would find an opportunity for encounter in the September 4th Jubilee Day.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the Jubilee Day for workers and volunteers of mercy, so it would be very fitting.
And plus, it's the day before her feast day, September 5th. She died on September 5th in 1997, and that's her feast day. That's what we celebrate on September 5th. Mother Teresa. So if it were to be September 4th, that would be pretty cool to be, you know, right before September 5th. So, but there's a lot to pray about, and we can definitely seek her intercession. We can, you know, I do all the time to ask. I mean, I do several times a day. I ask her for help and intercession for my family, for myself, for people who've asked my prayers. We certainly can continue to ask for her prayers and to pray for her cause to go along in the way, you know, God has the perfect timing. So it's interesting and exciting to think it could happen then and it very well. And also about the miracle, you know how a second miracle is required. But Pope Francis has previously waived some steps required for sainthood in some people.
Yes.
And St. John Paul II made an exception to the rules in Mother Teresa's case for her beatification. So,
sure. We have seen that happen before, so this could or could not be the case with Mother Teresa, correct?
Pope John Paul II already allowed you know, some exceptions for the beatification to be open without waiting the usual 5 years. So he's already done that for her for the beatification. You know, Pope Francis, we have seen, has waived some steps for others. Mm-hmm. So we don't know yet. We don't know, but we pray and we hope, and And I, you know, I don't have the answer. They didn't call me up from the Vatican or the Holy See or anything to let me know. But if I hear some whisperings from the sisters or from someone, you know, I'll have to get in touch and get back on the air.
Well, and you really, looking at things in perspective, it really is not important if we know the day of her canonization or not right now. I'm sure it's going to be breaking news when it is breaking news and when it is ready. The important thing here is to highlight the great virtues of the life of Mother and Blessed Mother Teresa. We are coming to the end of this segment, Donna Marie Cooper Boyle. Before we let you know, I just want to ask you, how are the missionaries of charity growing today?
Oh, well, I wasn't prepared to answer that question before I got on the show today, like in numbers. They're thriving. They are definitely thriving, and they are still working very, very, very hard to serve Jesus and everyone that they meet. So they are definitely thriving.
They're thriving and they're growing and they're taking in vocations, I bet.
Yes, yes, they are. They definitely are. And we'll have to do this again with a little, you know, with some updates. When I just got in off a trip from California giving a women's retreat, and I just kind of like, you know, trying to get up to speed with everything here. So hopefully the next time I'll have some more information for you.
But we'll look forward to that. Donna Marie Cooper of Boyle, thank you very much. Award-winning and best-selling author and journalist. We pray for the success of your new book, The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. Catholic Connection continues in a moment. Have you heard about this priest who is peddling across the United States? Why would a priest do that? Dan Burke will be with us later on, so stay tuned. There's more to come here on Catholic Connection.